Great. So we'll start with the three breaths again. So take a deep breath in and exhale. And the second breath in and exhale. And the third breath in and exhale. Just keep breathing comfortably for you. And we'll check back in, do a brief relaxation. Remember that feeling at the top of your head, the softening and opening. Just let that expand again and flow down your entire body. Your front and your back, all the way down your arms and legs, all the way down to your feet. Good. And check back in with your grounding, those tree roots, making sure that you're going out really wide and really deep. That's going to give you stability and have an easier time integrating, connecting yourself to the earth. Good, then increase your grounding even a little bit more for this one. Good. Check back in with your tether, the cord connected to this room. And check back in with your spiritual connection. A cord from the top of your head, or whatever it looks like for you. Very good. So now that you're ready to do some soul retrieval with a little bit larger pieces, I'd like you to imagine shrinking down your energy. So take your energy, shrink it down into a little tiny person or a ball, whatever you like, and start the journey into your soul. I think of it as like a little video game character. A little mini me. So start journeying into your soul. And again, observe. What do you notice? What does it look like, feel like, sound like? Where is your soul located relative to your body? Now this little part of you, imagine that this is you as a healer. So the archetype of the healer, this is the part of you that is a healer of others, of yourself, and whatever that looks like in your life. You can use whatever tools you like, whatever skills, gifts, your intuition, your guidance. You can also draw on beings for guidance. If you have spirit guides, angels, any spirit directly, any way that you have of getting guidance and information. Great. Going to play with a medium-sized piece. Think of you could either think of a situation from the last month or two, something that had some emotion with it, something that was a conflict. Or you may come at it from the direction of, oh, here's a space in my soul. Where is the peace that goes with that? Or you may come at it from, here's a peace outside my soul, and I'm going to see where that goes. So you can play with a particular situation or a space or a peace. You don't always have to know what it's from. You can still bring in soul pieces without knowing all of the details, the story. So whichever you choose, I'd like you to focus on where does that piece go, or where is the piece missing? So go into your soul, and your little mini healer is going to go to work on that opening, that space. And just observe, notice what is inside that space. If there's an emotion, just be present with that emotion. It's okay to feel it, even if it's a little uncomfortable. Feeling it is what's going to help it release. So you could feel some frustration or anger, disappointment or sadness, some shock or surprise, some shame or guilt. Anything at all, just see what's there. And let yourself just go into it and feel it. It could be that you have visuals. What does it look like on the inside? And as you're ready, as you're present with that, then you can, when you feel ready, you can start cleaning that out using whatever imagery or tools or senses you like. The excavation process. It's possible that there's more than one layer. So you may be present with one layer and clear it, clean it, release it. There may be another layer underneath. So check in with that. See if there's another layer. Ask for guidance at any time if you get stuck or if you just want support. Good. Just keep going with your process, using your intuition and guidance, when it's time, when you feel ready, you can start calling that piece back. And you may notice how slowly or quickly the piece comes back. It may just begin. You might notice how far away the piece is from you. Where is it located? And just be really curious about the piece and have a sense of play. If you feel complete with one piece, you're welcome to look for another, a similar type or size. You may want to bring in that first piece and then look at the integration part. Is there anything that you could do or need to do in order to help this piece integrate and stay and become a whole part of your being, or part of your whole being? So see what you can do to welcome that piece back. Good. So just stay with your process, whether you're bringing a piece back, integrating, whether you want to look for another piece and start the extraction process. You probably have time for one more. And if you ever feel stuck or like a piece isn't ready or there's more to do, don't feel pressure to bring it back or force it to come back. Just know that you've started a really important process. Good. We'll spend a few more minutes, so just stay with your own process. If you work on a second piece, you may notice that it's a similar process, or it could be completely different. Every piece is unique. And every situation is unique, even with the same person. Good. So if you are in the middle of extracting, have you just finish up your extraction? And as you're ready, you can invite the peace to come back. And then take a few moments just to be present with your soul. You can even talk to it, ask it questions. Notice what it's like to have this piece back or pieces, or to have them on their way back, even if they're not completely integrated yet. And just ask or make a mental note if there's anything that you need to do in the physical reality, anything that will help these pieces integrate back into your being. And I like to finish with gratitude, just really appreciating these parts of yourself, appreciating the process that this happened as a protective mechanism, as a coping strategy, and how brilliant that was to help you. And now you're ready to have these pieces back. And really thank them or thank your soul for helping you and taking care of you. Great. Take a deep breath in. And exhale. And as you're ready, just start bringing yourself back.